Senator Lisa Murkowski says news that Shell is pulling out of the Alaskan Arctic hit her hard.
Heartsick, kick in the gut, just really devastated.
Murkowski says dry holes are a fact of oil exploration, but she blames the federal government for curtailing Shell.
You've got a very, very difficult federal regulatory environment that can chase that business away. And we saw that over the course of the past 7 years and $7 billion of commitment from Shell.
Murkowski, who as chairman of the Senate Energy Committee helped shape the nation's energy policy, named one government decision in particular as an impediment. The company intended to run two drilling rigs at the same time, 9 miles apart. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said no, citing a pre-existing rule requiring a 15-mile buffer between rigs to protect walrus. Murkowski says that was a big blow to Shell.
That wasn't part of what they had anticipated. That was a huge financial setback for them. Having that rig on standby.
Officials at the Interior Department said repeatedly they were holding Shell to rigorous standards to protect the environment. Shell's global priorities may have played a role in its decision, too. In April, Shell's CEO said the company aimed to pare down to three types of businesses, which did not seem to include the Chukchi project. Company executives labeled the Arctic a longer-term option, a category they slated for review and reduction.